Welcome to episode 17 of the I Brew My Own Coffee podcast, the podcast for people who care about coffee. I am one of two new co-hosts to the show. I am Brian Beike, and joining me on the podcast, we have Brian Sheely.
Hi, how's it going?
Good, how are you, man?
I'm doing great.
We'll notice that Alex Carpenter is not hosting the show tonight. What's going on with that?
So Alex recently asked the both of us over Twitter if we would like to take over the podcast. So, you know, it's sort of actually interesting because you and I had both previously, like months ago, talked about starting our own podcast.
Correct.
And Alex was getting ready to sort of put to bed the I Brew My Own Coffee podcast, and he decided to reach out to the both of us, asked us if we wanted to take it over. And very cool of Alex to give that over to us. He definitely created something that was pretty awesome. And you and I were both previous guests, along with a lot of other people, in the past 16 episodes. And now,
right.
I guess you and I sort of own the entire keys to the kingdom here.
That's right.
It's pretty exciting. So
it's very exciting.
Big thanks to Alex for being cool and giving us the opportunity here, trusting us with his baby, and hopefully we don't ruin it too bad.
Right. And yeah, as we get started, I know that we'll be looking for people to jump on the show with us and also more topics and stuff to get into. And we'll get into some of that at the end of this show. Kind of on that note, one thing that we thought would be kind of fun just to talk about is just something that we've been drinking. What's been lately. We're going to try and keep on the same schedule that Alex was hoping to go with, which is every 2 weeks. So that's the plan right now. So, you know, we might have a new coffee come in that time frame. So we just thought it'd be fun to kind of talk about what's been tasting good in the other person's kitchen.
Have you heard of Honeyco?
I have heard of Honeyco. I have not yet had any of their
coffee. Are you serious? You haven't had Honeyco?
No, Mills had some of it, and the other Brian on Twitter was talking about their, I want to say it was their espresso. I think him and Seth both had their espresso and said it was really good, but they were surprised at the size of the bags for being espresso.
Yeah, they have 10-ounce bags. I actually have not had their espresso blend, but previously, this last week, I guess, I got two different Honeyco coffees. One of them is probably one of my favorite Kenyas that I've had recently, which says a lot, because there's been a lot of really great Kenyas that's come out recently. But this is the Honeyco Kenya Latungu. It is just a giant lemon balm. It's so good. I'm actually drinking it right now. It's really great on a Chemex. Over Father's Day, we had these little pastries that have like caramel and all sorts of other stuff on them. And it actually paired really well with this coffee because it basically starts out as this huge lemon balm, and then right in the middle of it transitions to like buttery smooth caramel. And so it's actually been a really fun coffee to kind of explore. I think the Chemex has been my favorite brew method so far and probably one of my more favorite Kenyans recently. So what about you? What are you brewing?
We just moved down to Dallas, and so I've been checking out some of the local roasters here, one of which being Tweed Coffee Roasters. And when I went down to the shop Houndstooth a couple weeks ago, I had a cup of one of their blends, and I thought it was really nice. So I was talking with the guy about ordering some, and he also gave me a bag of their 2-year anniversary kind of roast that he kind of did, like this little special thing they did. And it was a lot of Carlos Mbachi. I believe it's a Colombian, and it's really, really tasty. So I feel like I have a weird search with Colombian sometimes. It's hard for me to find one that's really clean, one that's really interesting. I don't know why. I feel like a lot of Colombian coffees, they just don't resonate very well with me. And this one, it's got this really nice red grapefruit brightness in it, and then kind of has some nice sweetness. The body is kind of honeyed, and it's just a really clean coffee, easy to drink. And that's probably been one of the more interesting things I've had lately.
What did you brew that on?
I don't think I've actually done manual brew for it yet. I think I just did it on the machine at the office, which, we can kind of get machine. Into that right now, the machine.
So tell me, Brian, you have a robot at your office.
Right. Okay. Well, let's back up a sec. So we're just going to take a little bit of time tonight and talk about office coffee.
Yes.
Or work coffee, or what you do, or what we do, to drink coffee at work. Neither you nor I work in coffee.
Yeah, I was just going to say, what coffee shop do you work at?
Right. Neither of us work at coffee shops, so we're not drinking whatever we have behind the bar or anything like that. And where we move to, we are surrounded by a lot of Starbucks. So I have my time to make coffee in the morning, and then that's usually when I brew for my wife, and then whatever I brew at work. So you and I both have kind of some different things that we do in terms of brewing at work. So I'll just pose a question to you. Because I know it's also changed recently.
Yeah.
What's been your kind of history of getting yourself some good coffee when it comes to balancing that out with the workplace?
Yeah, so I used to just brew for myself, and I would, you know, obviously I'd make a lot of AeroPresses, and I brought my V60 into work, and I had a little, I still have a little kettle. It's not a gooseneck or anything like that. I just use it to heat up the water, and then I would pour it into, I have a level kettle that's just easy and cheap, and yeah, I can carry it back and forth from the office and home. So I used to just brew for myself. And I started getting a lot of people interested in what I was doing. And it got to the point where I was getting a lot of coffee in, and I had so much coffee at home that I couldn't drink it all on my own. And so I decided to start packaging it all up and bringing it into the office. And since then, you know, I put out a tip jar, and people have contributed to the office coffee. So it's sort of become a self-sustaining industry in my cubicle farm. So I'll get in a bag of coffee, like a 340 gram bag of coffee, typically. I'll cut it into a 240 gram portion and a 100 gram portion, and I'll keep the 100 for myself. So then that'll be coffee that I'll use to brew and play with and get to know that particular coffee. And the 240 grams I'll actually take and put into a mason jar. And then I vacuum seal it and keep it for, you know, a few weeks or a week or so until I'm ready to use it. And then in the morning, hold your breath, I grind it all at home, at home, and then I vacuum seal it again. And so then I basically take it into work because I don't have a grinder at work, and I don't really want to bring my fancy Baratza burr grinder into work. So I pre-grind it in a big batch, vacuum seal it back up, and take it to work. So now I've got 240 grams that I split into four different 8-cup Chemexes, 60 gram batches a piece. And so I just brew those back to back in the morning, every morning. And it only takes me about 35 minutes, maybe. But during that time, I'm sort of like checking emails and kind of starting my morning anyway. And then I basically take all the coffee, throw it into these 1-liter thermal carafes made by Zojirushi. I'll put the links to those in the show notes. But they're super great carafes. They keep the coffee warm for a long time. Basically just batch brew and set it out for people. It's been really cool, actually. A lot of folks in our office like hover around my desk and wait for me to make coffee and set it out for everybody.
Just holding out their mugs, yeah. Just waiting for it to be filled.
You know, raking them across the bars as they wait for me to make. Yeah, it's pretty fun. But that's how I got kind of started into office coffees. I just had so much of it, and then it, you know, people began supporting it, and then now I'm able to buy a lot of different coffees, and then, you know, bring it into work and everybody gets to experience it. And then every day I also send out an email that has all the info along with a link to the roaster's website in case somebody wants to go and buy a bag on their own. So everybody knows, like, the notes, they're seeing all that information like every morning when the coffee comes out. So I don't know. It's been a fun experience, but I don't have a nice fancy robotic machine in my office like you do.
Right.
Okay, so obviously you jumped on Periscope a couple of days ago. If people haven't seen, Brian's been fairly active recently with his new products on Periscope. Tell us about your brand new Nordic coffee robot.
Right. So let me preface with when I our company, I worked for a different job. I don't remember if I went into this on my last podcast. I probably did. But I used to work for a different company, and I changed jobs in October, and we moved for the place I currently work for. Well, that company just relocated to Dallas, so I've been under a couple of different changes. You know, back when I was at my former job, I had one guy who would come back and drink with me. A couple other guys sometimes, but it wasn't very reliable. So I've tried the tip jar thing. And I didn't get a ton of money from it. So one guy mainly would come in and we would drink coffee together, which was kind of nice because I was able to leave him a clever when we left and tried to get him set up on, you know, how he'd be able to make his own coffee at the office. So he was able to kind of keep buying new coffees. But when I moved the first time, there's a kitchen downstairs and no one really used it. So I was able to keep a ton of equipment down there, and I did bring my grinder in and kept down there. So, you know, I'd periodically be able to go down and just make V60 or Chemex or something. And I would do that, you know, in the morning, maybe mid morning, maybe in the afternoon, maybe late afternoon, usually only two times, but maybe three times. Well, we just moved again, and we don't really have a kitchen area like that. So I can't really brew the same way. And one of the things that we've been discussing with my boss and, you know, what we are going to do for coffee is to have something where everyone was able to brew it and everyone was able to have that function. And so a couple of our coworkers, they're interested in espresso, and then some others, we just do the filter coffee. So we've yet to purchase the espresso machine that I'm pretty sure we're going to get, but currently, we just got the Wilfa Precision machine. So that'll be linked in the show notes. But essentially, at its absolute core, it is a souped up, just automatic coffee brewer. There's been a wave recently, and not so recently, I guess, of brewers that brew coffee, I guess, more to gold cup standard or what is seen as the proper, you know, ratio and amount when it comes to Specialty Coffee Associations of America guidelines or whatever the standard is for. Sure. So part of that being, you know, stripping away all the names and titles and stuff, what that is really is, you know, more evenly distributing water over the coffee bed and doing it at a temperature and maintaining that temperature through the brew that is to have a desired, you know, resulting pot of coffee. So this new one that we picked up, the Wilfa, just looked intriguing to me. The price point was pretty good for an automated maker. I know that Bonavita has one and that the Mocha Master is also one. I didn't get either of those, though. I got this one.
Yeah, the Bonavita, you know, the Bonavita one is a little bit less expensive, but I'm not sure if it actually makes the same amount, if it can actually brew as much as the Wilfa.
Right. And I don't I don't know much about, like, I know Chemex just recently came out with their system. I think it's called the Automatic, which is, you know, for that Caref. I know that there's the Ratio 8, this Made in America, beautiful piece.
Man, that thing's pretty.
It is very pretty. And it's, you know, it's not really to replace any of the methods that I like to do. It's just to have something that's easy in the office. And one thing that's great about, you know, the Wilfa is that it has one button on it. And when you press it, it turns on. When you press it again, it turns off. There's a heating element to it. So it will, it'll heat up if you don't turn it off. So
you could just get a K-cup machine, right?
Right.
Sorry.
Right.
Don't mean to derail that one.
Someone, I forget who it was. Somebody, I don't remember if it was somebody I personally knew, like locally, or it was just someone online, was supposed to be doing this like study with the K-cup machine thing, right? And like how to get like what the proper grind size is to put like in the baskets that you can plop in there to get a good tasting cup of coffee. I used to do that, but it's been a long, long time since I messed with it. Yeah. But this machine's been pretty good. I'm still working with a lot of what I exactly want to do to dial it in. Like, it's nice that it on the water increments on the vessel that you fill up for the water, it says recommended coffee dosage, and that's what I've been going with. And it's been pretty right on with whatever grind setting I'm using on my grinder.
What's the ratio that you've landed on?
It's at a 15-1, okay. And that's what I'm using. And I'm having a little difficulty finding the water I want to use down here. And not specifically because I'm being anal or anything about the water, but the water that comes out of the faucet in our building, it smells and tastes like sewer water. So it is very, very bad. It is much better at my house. I could bottle it from my house and bring it in, but they just got a little thing of drinking water, but I think it's just straight reverse osmosis water. Now, I do not know a whole lot about water. I do know, though, that reverse osmosis is stripped of everything else that's in it if it's just pure RO water. And I think since being down here, that's what a lot of my coffee's been brewed with at the office. And I think that's part of why it's tasted a little off. But that being said, I've had some very good coffees come out of this machine when I've been using like a bottle of spring water or something.
I actually found something really interesting in our office. I have a gallon jug that I fill up. We actually have these really nice water fountains. These, you know, they're filtered, and I don't know what kind of filter is in them, but the water that comes out of them tastes really clean if you only fill up half the water container. If you fill it up completely, I think it has drained out to the point where it's just bypassing the filter and just coming straight out of the main line in.
Weird.
And so like if I fill up an entire 1 gallon jug from the container from one water fountain, half of it tastes really nasty and half of it's actually really, really good. So I'll fill it up at, you know, one of them at half capacity, and then I'll walk over to the other water fountain and fill it up there too. It's sort of this weird dance I've done now. But,
and it gives you a little bit of exercise.
Oh yeah, absolutely. My Fitbit loves it. So
yeah.
But water is big key. I mean, you forget. I mean, how much coffee is really centered around water? So right. If you're not using good water, then really you probably shouldn't even be brewing it at all. Right. And unfortunately, I don't know. Maybe this is a question if anybody's found a good solution. But you know, they've got these like water filters and things. I know Soma, I think the Soma filters, and some other companies make these like purified little water, water filters that you can probably put at your desk really easily. I've never used any of those, but you know, I figure trying to filter an entire gallon of water might not be that practical on a daily basis.
And this is a question really for the listeners. My wife was talking about getting one of these systems for our house, before we moved, and I know that some of my coworkers they don't brew coffee at home, but they just picked up one of these, the Berkey water filters. And these things are like, they're a thing, right? Like they're this big, it's this big water thing that I don't know, like 5 gallons and more that you can get. And I imagine they keep it on a stand or on their countertop or something. I don't know where they keep it.
Huh.
But I've tried doing some research to see if, you know, what kind of filtration it does and its effect on coffee, but I wasn't able to find anything. I don't think anything at all. So if anyone out there has any, you know, any information about what the water is like at, that comes out of that and how it is for brewing, I'd just be curious.
Well, that is cool. I've never seen one of those before. Just searching their website right now.
Yeah, it's interesting. Kristen wanted it just to drink better water, cleaner filtered water sort of thing. It kind of does its own stuff. There's some that you can take. I don't remember if it was a 2 gallon or a 5, but we thought about getting it because while it's bulky, you could take it out camping with you too. You know, or it's portable, I should say.
Sure.
Somewhat portable. And so we thought, oh, that'd be interesting. You know, if we go out on a trip, weekend trip or something, then we'd have that with us. But I just don't know about the quality. But anyway, back to office stuff. Yeah, I used to do similar to what you were doing with the pre-grinding. I don't have a way to vacuum seal it, but we had these little like kid food containers, like kid snack containers. Mm-hmm. And when I didn't want to bring a grinder to work, I would, you know, if I knew what coffee I wanted to drink that day, I'd maybe grind some up and take it to work. And if you're consuming it in a pretty short amount of time from, you know, when you get to the office, I mean, I would say within the day and it's been sealed, the results are pretty good, especially if you're on a time crunch, right? I don't want to spend my entire work day thinking about and prepping up and doing all this stuff to brew coffee. So like any little step that you could do seemed to kind of help, right? Not having to weigh things out and that you just, oh, I know this much, and so I'm going to put water on it, and then we're going
to
have coffee.
Yeah, it was always easier to do that in the morning, getting ready before work, than actually having to weigh stuff out and go and find a place to grind it, you know, with a hand grinder or something like that in the office. I would do that every now and again. I'd go stand in our break room and grind coffee, and people would walk through to get their lunch or whatever, and they'd give me some strange looks. Trying to figure out like why I was grinding so much pepper for my lunch.
That's right. do you have any shops that are on your way? Like if you're going into work, if like you needed to pick yourself up something.
Yeah, we have a few shops that are on the way. And I used to actually stop at shops quite frequently on the way in. But you know, as per the name of this podcast, like I do like to brew my own coffee, so. It is kind of nice just to have that control over what I'm brewing at the office or at home before I leave. But yeah, I've got a few shops that I can stop at if I get into a pinch.
Now, and one thing too, I don't know the duration that it would last, but I know you and I both have done this before too, is we both have not the carafes that you use for work, but you and I both have little, are they still called carafes? What are they called? Those big,
like thermoses,
thermoses, yeah. Right? Those nice, heated thermoses. And
I have a hydro flask.
Yeah. And I've used these sort of things at like conventions and stuff too. I'll brew coffee in the morning in them. Mm-hmm. And for several hours, that stuff will at least stay decent, good and hot.
Yeah. I have this big, I think it's a liter hydro flask, and it's actually, it will fit an entire, well, it's not quite a liter. I think it fits an entire 6-cup Chemex. So that's, I think for me and my batch size is probably about 700 milliliters or so. So I can pour an entire Chemex in that thing and it fits.
Have you ever done that too, going into work?
I have.
You know,
yeah,
before
yeah.
doing all your brewing stuff, just brew something and you keep that there all day?
I have. And, you know, it's nice to brew it. Now that I brew coffee at work, like I'll drink some of the stuff that I'm actually handing out for everyone else. So I kind of use that as my morning coffee most of the time. Mm-hmm. So I don't need to brew a huge batch in the morning. But I will say those hydro flasks, they don't keep the coffee as hot. I have this smaller Zojirushi like portable thermos. I don't know what the Japanese are doing with their thermos technology, but holy smokes, that thing will stay hot forever. Mm-hmm. I can go almost the entire workday and it'll still be steaming when I open it up in that thing. So
that's awesome.
Yeah, some thermoses are made a little bit better than others, but I don't know. I those Zojirushi guys are pretty awesome. So I've had good experience.
I feel like you and I might have the atypical coffee office thing going on.
Yeah, I think so.
But maybe I'm wrong.
You know, it's funny. You know, Hank 3 on Instagram and Twitter. He is a buddy of mine who lives up in Prescott, and he's talked about office coffee as well. He actually used to brew AeroPresses, and I think he even started doing Chemexes for whoever in his office wanted some. Mm-hmm. But he actually made a rule, which I thought was really funny. His rule was he'd make someone coffee for free, but the first time they drank it, they had to drink it black. And so
this is a good rule.
After a little while, he stopped getting people taking advantage of his coffee brewing services.
One of the guys in our office, it was the first time he just started in our office last week, and it was his first time having coffee that I made, and he had his thermos filled up already with, it was like half filled up with some coffee and cream concoction that he had from home, but he wanted just to have a refresher of coffee, and I had a Kenya something or another. He's like, just fill it up. And I was like, I have no issue doing it. It may taste really weird for you.
Yeah.
And he said it was good. He said, what he said is it makes it taste better. So that's a win, right?
Yeah.
That's a win.
It's interesting for me to, cause I'm, you know, we don't work in coffee necessarily, and we don't really, I mean, at least me, I don't get a chance to really talk to people and see people's reaction to specialty coffee or to, you know, to properly brewed and roasted coffee. That opportunity, seeing people in my office reacting to my coffee and responding to it and making comments on it, is really enlightening to me as to, you know, how fussy we can make things sometimes.
Right.
You know, and really at the end of the day, like, if somebody, you know, wants to put a packet of sugar in it, who cares? But, you know, as long as they're, at least as long as they're drinking something like that and not going across the hallway to the terrible like U-Ban / Folgers machine that is chugging away coffee all day long, like I'd much rather have them come and drink coffee from me and throw a packet of sugar in it than suffer through, you know, making coffee over there at that machine.
Sure. The thing that's been nice is I've been trying to just listen to, you know, the coworkers when they respond to what they like about it, you know, and I'll brew it for somebody, and they usually will use stuff like, oh, that's good, It's a strong cup of coffee, or it's really smooth, or when they say, I don't like the finish, or they say certain kind of basic terms like that. But as I kind of understand what coffees I'm brewing, it helps me kind of form what they all like.
Sure.
Out of coffee, right? And I think, you know, I've had a lot of different coffees, and that have prepared for them, you know, since, you know, before we just moved and into now, and I'm just now starting to get a feel for, you know, what sort of profile hits them right, and which is good, because I'm, you know, as we get this coffee machine set up, I think it's going to be less me bringing in coffee and more so we're going to have to find somebody that we get, you know, like a subscription to that we have an account with.
Yeah, so that
gets us coffee.
We don't have a whole lot of extra time here, but I am curious to know, like, where, you know, are you guys considering doing like a wholesale account for your office, or are you still buying and bringing it in, you know, and stuff?
I'm doing that right now, but you know, I'm still trying to gauge how many like pots of coffee we're gonna want to make. Right now, I've been making it in liter batches, so and that's 65 grams, supposedly, mm-hmm. per each liter. So, you know, you're going to be making 5 to 6 batches of that coffee in a bag, mm-hmm. In like a regular 12-ounce retail bag. Yep. So you'd be going through a bag of coffee every 2 days.
Yep.
If you drink 2 to 2.5 pots a day. So right now we've just been doing 2 pots a day. So maybe that would last 3 days. But We did talk about that beforehand, and so there's been some coffee roasters I've been getting over the past like couple weeks in for us to kind of try and just see, you know, some profiles and stuff. But that's probably how we'll do it. And as we get that set up, and you know, people feel comfortable brewing whenever they want to brew, then I might, you know, start then I'll probably be doing my manual stuff also.
Yeah.
To some degree.
It is cool to see how many roasters are actually not only, you know, providing retail bags for, you know, like 12-ounce bags, but they're also doing like 2-pound bags or even marketing for like wholesale accounts for small office setups, which is, you know, so if you find a roaster that you're really interested in, more than likely they'll probably be doing some kind of program where they'll, you know, on a regular basis ship you out larger batches of coffee if you were interested in doing that yourself, which right. I think would be a lot of fun if you found a really solid roaster that was able to provide that to you.
Definitely. But like you said, we are kind of closing in on some time. We spent a long time kind of getting into this starting off topic and whatnot. But what we'd really like to do is we'd like to hear from you guys as well. So, like I said, I feel like maybe Brian and I are atypical in having the ability to, or flexibility and time maybe, to just kind of brew whatever coffees we bring in. However, I do know of a lot of friends that, you know, they do have an AeroPress setup or something like that that they'll do at the office. So regardless of where you work or what you work, you know, we'd be curious to hear, you know, what does coffee look like to you when it comes to your workday? You know, what does your office setup entail? Or are there other people at your office that you brew with? Or is your office coffee, you know, going to the shop that's near you? So whatever it is, you know, feel free to shoot us a line on social media. We'll probably put a little plug question thing out there too, again, to kind of jumpstart this topic. But one thing that we think would be really nice is that even if you didn't listen to or interact with the show, that we have a conversation chain that goes out outside of this that people can interact with you guys, with us, and everyone can just kind of engage on some of these topics and we can chew them up together and get a bunch of more opinions on that than, you know, whoever might be dialoguing on this podcast.
And I think what we really want to do, you know, if you comment on our Instagram page, or if you send us a message on Twitter, or even if you reach out to us on Facebook, you know, I'd like to next episode sit down and kind of maybe talk about some of the key points that maybe somebody brings out, or maybe if somebody has a question, or if they've got interesting info that we'd like to share. I'd love to do some feedback next episode. So if you reach out and send us a message, you very well could be the topic of our next episode 18. So
definitely. And like we said in the beginning, you know, we'd love to get some other guests on the show and get some other nice interviews lined up. And we'd really like to get into some topics of what you guys might like to hear. Let us know what you think about this cast, you know, coming off of everything that Alex has built up, what you liked, what you didn't like. And we'd like to make sure that we're providing a podcast that's informative, that's casual to listen to, and engaging as well.
So you can look us up on Instagram. We're on Instagram at I Brew My Own Coffee. We're on Twitter at Brew My Own Coffee. We're also on Facebook. And if you want to leave us an email, visit us on our website at ibrewmyowncoffee.com and click the contact us link at the top of the page. We look forward to hearing from you guys soon, and take care until next week.
See you guys.